I don't know if with the microphones up, if you can hear the fans out outside the studios here in Butler Square.
There's 8 million people out there.
The City's 97. These are probably folks that couldn't get to the shows. You guys have to play a bigger venue next time when you're in town, I think, huh?
Let's play more nights.
Yeah, there you go.
So we can stay in the city longer.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us about changing guitars after the songs. We had a caller earlier who said they were at the show last night, mm-hmm. and you guys changed the guitars almost after every song.
Well, it's so that we don't have to tune.
They're
play
always
a lot of different tunings.
And
you
like
know, like open tunings, mm-hmm, you know, like mm-hmm. open G or D. And mm-hmm. So for that, so we don't have to sit there and tune our guitars mm-hmm. between each song. It makes things go faster. And sometimes different guitars sound better.
Yeah,
with different songs,
Amy plays a 12-string on one song.
Okay. That answers that question for that person. Another person called and asked what the song Joking refers to or is about.
Good question. Amy?
It's sort of a song about betrayal of a relationship, and also it touches on the superficiality of sort of the bar scene. Okay. I think L.A. sort of. We spent some time there recording albums and got familiar with all the name games.
Okay, all right. The L.A. scene, the rock scene. Are you guys trying to stay away from that, and you like to get home and get back to Georgia?
It's not the rock scene.
The rock scene. It's not really that. It's the
L.A. is just. It's been a depressing place for us.
Yeah.
It's a very. It's kind of a strange city. We know a lot of wonderful people who are from there and grew mm-hmm. up there. It's fine for them, mm-hmm. but for us, you know, the disparity between the wealthy and the poor mm-hmm. and the smog and the mm-hmm. whole industry emphasis there mm-hmm. and all that stuff, and then the sort of houses falling off the hills every once in a while and earthquakes. It's a bizarre mix.
Let's talk. You mentioned you almost got into some politics here, and I wanted to ask you about you've played some benefit concerts, and I'm sure plan to do more in the future. How do you decide what organization that you will support? Is this something that you guys have been feeling for a long time that you feel strongly about, that you want to go out and support? I know you did something for the Native American Indian rights. Touch on that if you could.
Well, we've done benefits for a long time because just in our personal lives we're probably active politically to a certain degree and try to be aware of what's going on, and this is our way of giving back into the community and helping out with things that we believe in. Our music is how we can do that. A lot of the benefits that we do stem from our own personal involvement in groups or friends who are involved in groups, and it's usually investigated to a large degree to make sure that the money goes where it's supposed to and that the group is thoroughly involved in what they say they're involved in.
Is this what kind of inspired you to do the kind of music that you're doing, the folk music, looking back at the Weavers and Pete Seeger?
I don't think so.
I mean, my parents had, you know, Kingston Trio albums mm-hmm. and stuff, Peter, Paul, and Mary lying around, but my earliest influence was the Jackson 5 and mm-hmm. They weren't, you know, social activists back then or anything.
Yeah.
And I think that we just chose acoustic guitar as our natural medium for whatever reason. And then I think that those values come partially from our family and from our own experiences, people, and how we feel about the world and the other people in the world. So
the harmonies that you do together, it's just this beautiful soaring sound. Give us a little history. When did you find out that you could make this kind of music together?
Well, we started playing together in high school in 81. Knew each other since 76, but started playing together in 81. We both did a lot of the chorus and church choirs and stuff. I think that's where a lot of our harmony arrangements probably come from, that counter singing from choirs, sacred music. So we started in high school, started playing in bars, doing cover music, you know, covering the normal acoustic guitar players set that you would see at a bar, you know, Dan Fogelberg, James Taylor.
But
like
was there a moment when you said, wow, you know,
no.
Together here we can do something with this?
It was just kind of like started out because we both were friends and we played guitar. It's just something you do with your friends, something you have in common, and we always enjoyed it from the very beginning. And then when we started getting gigs, it was really exciting. But even back then, I mean, I was still going to be an English teacher, and I knew music would always be a part of my life. But everything happened, you know, gradually.
You're going to do another song. What tune? You got to tune up for it, I think, before you get going.
Can we do three hits?
Yeah.
We can tune for your listening pleasure.
We'll do this song. YouTube.
I'm glad I asked before, because I have three hits queued up and ready to go from the album.
To play something
different? But it's up to you if you wanna, if you can do that one.
Yeah, we'll do three hits.
Yeah, let's.
It's a song that I wrote, referring to this poet named Frank Stanford, who had a great career, wrote some great stuff, but went very much unnoticed. As a lot of, I guess that happens. And he killed himself, and I wrote this song for him in his memory.
Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, Indigo Girls, tuning up their guitars.
Yeah, tuning while, is everyone who's listening driving a car right now, pretty much?
Yeah, probably, except for the 50 or 100 people who are out here watching.
50 people out here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a wild place.
Yeah. Where do you go after Minneapolis on the tour?
We're going to Milwaukee to do Summerfest.
Oh, cool. That's
which will be fun.
Yeah.
And then we're going to Cincinnati.
And you like doing those? We've got the new amphitheater at our zoo here, so maybe next summer they'll be able to book you guys for that. Do you like those outdoor shows in the summertime? I imagine it's the only place to play if you can
really
do it.
It's
huh?
really fun. We've done a lot of theaters on this tour, too. We were a little worried about playing at a zoo because zoos are kind of depressing for the most part. But our tour manager Ben assures us that this is a humane zoo, and
supposedly they do a lot for endangered species.
Yeah. So
good for them.
We have to check those things out.
Weird, you should.
Weird idea that you need a zoo to protect endangered species.
Hmm.
Let's play a song.
Okay, let's play a song.
Indigo Girls on the City's 97.